Welcome to Lunchtime Classics on Classical 90.5, broadcasting live from our performance studio in downtown Louisville.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Lunchtime Classics today. I'm Carol Larson, delighted to be your host today as we feature some of the faculty members from the Sacred Heart School for the Arts. And you know, we've got such a variety of music today and a very huge cast of characters. We're going to kick it right off with some wonderful music, Irish Reels and Jigs, and we're going to hear Rachel Barton fiddle and Josh Bailey on the Irish Winds.
Thank you.
Well, the flying fingers, I should say, of fiddlist here, Rachel Barton, and on the Irish Rinds, Josh Bailey. That was fantastic. They were playing several Irish reels and jigs, some traditional Irish music. Thank you so much. Well, I'm welcoming everyone here to Lunchtime Classics, and today we are featuring faculty from the Sacred Heart School for the Arts. And coming up in a moment, we've got much more from the faculty there. Also, a little bit later in the program, we'll be featuring a wonderful ensemble known as Bourbon Baroque, near and dear to our hearts here in Louisville. So I hope people can stay tuned, and we have a wonderful live audience today. And right now, I'd like to talk to Lynn Slaughter. I'd like to introduce Lynn. She is the Executive Director of Sacred Heart School for the Arts. Good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon.
Thank you for being
you.
Here. So tell us a little bit about Sacred Heart School for the Arts.
Well, we are 41 years old. We were founded in 1968 by the Ursuline Sisters, and originally we were just a school of music. And gradually we expanded. First we added drama, and then we added dance, and then we added visual arts. So we have a long and rich history, but we always say that we're the best-kept secret in Louisville.
That's fantastic. And how many students do you have there?
We have about 400 students, ranging in age from our little bitty kinder music students to one sister who's in her 90s who's studying piano. So we have quite an age range.
Oh, that's fantastic. And you're located in Louisville?
And we're located on the Ursuline campus. There are actually four schools that are part of Sacred Heart Schools. We have a preschool, a K-8 model school, Sacred Heart Academy, and then we have our School for the Arts.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for bringing your faculty
here,
Lynn. Lynn Slaughter, Executive Director of the Sacred Heart School for the Arts. Thank you, Lynn. Well, we're going to move on now to our next performer here. We've got faculty member Rosanna Thompson, and she's a harpist here, and she's going to play three pieces for us this afternoon: The Little Fountain by Samuel Pratt, an etude by Bach as arranged by Marcel Grandjani, and then Great Day by Nancy Gustafson. So Rosanna Thompson at the harp, please welcome her. And that was harpist Rosanna Thompson, and she is on the faculty of the Sacred Heart School for the Arts. And today here on Lunchtime Classics on 90.5, we are featuring faculty members from the Sacred Heart School for the Arts. And our next performer this afternoon is guitarist Don Leffler. And Don's going to be coming up in a second and playing a wonderful piece called I Can See Clearly. And after Don, we're going to have a little chat about the next composer and the next piece we're going to hear with soprano Laura Chipe. And then we'll be ending our program with the Bourbon Baroque Ensemble. I hope you people can stay tuned if you're listening to the radio. And thanks to our live audience here who's today. And Don's about ready to perform. He's going to, as I said, play I Can See Clearly by Johnny Nash.
Thank you.
And that was guitarist Don Loeffler, faculty member of the Sacred Heart School for the Arts, and we heard him performing I Can See Clearly. Well, I'd like to welcome our next performer to the microphone. This is Laura Chipe, soprano. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And you're going to sing a beautiful song called A Jangada. It's Portuguese, yeah. And it's by Alberto Nepomuceno. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. Well, first of all, Nepomuceno is a Brazilian composer born in 1864, and he championed the use of popular rhythms and melodies, dances, and the Portuguese language, because most of his contemporaries felt that Portuguese was not a singable language.
Oh,
so he
really?
Was kind of controversial during the Romantic period. He was an acclaimed protege of Villa-Lobos.
Ah.
And Villa-Lobos actually said, "Sem Nepomuceno, eu não teria escrito minhas canções." Without Nepomuceno, I never would have written my songs. It was actually Nepomuceno who introduced Villa-Lobos to his publisher.
Is that right?
So,
how interesting is that? And Villa-Lobos has wonderful music.
Exactly, exactly. Also reminiscent of the popular rhythms and dance forms in Brazil.
And this piece means?
Well, this piece is set from Nepomuceno's background in the northeastern part of Brazil, and it is a song praising the beauty and the gifts of the fishing catamaran that the fishermen use. These are very fragile little boats with sails that the fishermen take out miles into the sea mm-hmm. to fish. And the poet has personified this fishing boat as a beautiful woman whose dress the sails mm-hmm. flap and in the wind and shiver as a bride who might be kissing her groom. And the fisherman talks to the sailboat in this song, asking it finally to come back into the beach with him because enough fish have been captured for the day.
How romantic. I love it. That's great. Okay, then I'm looking forward to hearing this. Here is soprano Laura Chipe with pianist Laura Meyer as they perform A Jangada by Alberto Nepomuceno.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was soprano Laura Chipe with pianist Laura Meyer performing the music of Alberto Nepomuceno, A Jangada, beautiful Portuguese music there, Brazilian composer. Well, as we're getting the Baroque, the Bourbon Baroque Ensemble up here to perform, I'd like to have Lynn Slaughter, who is the executive director of the Sacred Heart School for the Arts, come back up. And you've got a faculty recital coming up, and you were talking about the Louisville Youth Choir.
Yes. Good. Yes, I just wanted to mention a couple of things. One is that we are the home of the Louisville Youth Choir. They are our permanent artists in residence at our school. And this is just a wonderful group of young people. It's quite renowned, actually, in the Louisville area. And their artistic director, Terry Foster, is also a mezzo-soprano, and she is going to be one of our guest artists this Sunday at 4 p.m. at our school on Lexington Road. We're having a faculty recital, and Terry will be singing, and we will also be graced with wonderful guest artists from Bourbon Baroque. So we're really excited about that.
So that's this Sunday at the school at 4 o'clock.
At 4 p.m., and we would love to have you come. We also have a visual art exhibit going on, and we're very excited. We're serving champagne and chocolate-covered strawberries.
Well, there you go. If that isn't an invite, there is no invite in the world. Thank you. That was Lynn Slaughter, executive director of the Sacred Heart School for the Arts. And we're having the Bourbon Baroque Ensemble as they tune up here, and they're going to start with a piece by George Philippe Telemann, an overture in G minor. It's in three movement, Apertura, Rondo, and Passacaglia. Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome Bourbon Baroque. That was Bourbon Baroque, and the players here in this ensemble are violinists Nicolas Fortin and Rachel Blanton, the cellist is Charlie Patton, and the pianist is Austin Clark. And just to let everyone know, Nicolas, you were voted to come over and talk. This is violinist Nicolas Fortin. Bonjour. And tell us a little bit about that music that you just performed.
We're Bourbon Baroque, and we specialize in performance of the music of the 17th and 18th century,
which is very stylistic. Special way to play it.
Yes, we find that music very evocative and very, very inspiring. So we really like to try to find the soul of this music by not today, especially because we have a piano, but normally we use a harpsichord, and we try to use the instruments of the period, try to retrieve the sound and capture a little bit
You're having a ball. You really, really do, don't they?
Yeah.
Exactly. What's next up? When is you going to be performing this Sunday over at the Sacred Heart School?
Yes, of course. Thank you so much for the invitation. Rachel and Austin are part of our faculty at the school. And also Bourbon Baroque is starting a summer season. We just concluded regular season last Friday, but we start a summer season at Udall Gardens.
Oh, how fantastic.
So music on the green, we're going to call. So if you want more details, you can just visit our website.
And that is?
www.bourbonbaroque.com.
www.bourbonbaroque.com. And what's the next piece?
We're going to play another Passacaglia, but by another German composer, Georg Friedrich Händel.
Händel, exactly. Okay, this is the Passacaglia from the Sonata in G Major, HWV 27. Ladies and gentlemen, Bourbon Baroque. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Bourbon Baroque, and that's Nicolas Fortin and Rachel Blanton on the violins. Charlie Patton is the cellist here, and Austin Clark is the pianist. We're going to end our program now with pianist Austin Clark with the music of Louis Couperin. And Austin, you're going to make that piano sound like a harpsichord? He's going to try. We have a 9-foot concert grand. Okay, good luck. Here again, here is Louis Couperin's Passacaglia in G minor, performing here, pianist Austin Clark. Thank you, Austin. Pianist Austin Clark performing the music of Louis Couperin, the Passacaglia in G minor. And that concludes our Lunchtime Classics today, featuring faculty from the Sacred Heart School for the Arts. And once again, if you want to learn more information, there's two websites to know, www.sacredheartschools.org, and then Bourbon Baroque is www.bourbonbaroque.org, I'm assuming, or is it com? Nicolas? Is it .com or .net? Or .com. So www.bourbonbaroque.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give one more hand for these wonderful people from the Sacred Heart School for the Arts. Thank you for joining us today for Lunchtime Classics on Classical 90.5. Our audio engineer is Andy High, and lunch was provided today by City Cafe. Visit us at WUOL.org for a list of upcoming concerts on Louisville's Fine Arts Station. Thank you and good afternoon.